Welcome to Tovat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Yehoshua, Parak Chof. Now that all the land has been divided amongst the tribes, as we have learned, Parak Chof begins, Vayidaber Hashem el Yehoshua Lemor. God spoke to Yehoshua saying, in this parak we will be learning about the designation of the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge for a killer to run when he has killed inadvertently. So it is very important that with the designation of the land, there are cities of refuge given to the people. If someone kills without premeditation, he must flee to one of these cities until his case is decided by the court. If he is found by the court to have exercised all reasonable care, he will be acquitted and will be free to return home. However, if he is found guilty of killing through carelessness, then he must remain in the city of exile until the death of the Kohen Gadol. Furthermore, immediately after the division of the land was complete, as we learned yesterday in Perek Yates, Hashem commanded Yehoshua to designate the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge. Rada comments that this follows the pattern of God's command to Moshe in Devarim Perek Yates. As soon as the land is conquered and the people are settled, they should set aside cities of refuge. Furthermore, the Gemara in Maseches Makos comments that the command here to Yehoshua, we have already read Perek Chof, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Yehoshua Lemor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the Bnei Yisrael saying. So the Gemara comments that here the verb daber, dalet bet reish, is used, a verb which implies lashon aza, a strong or a harsh expression, indicating that Hashem was telling Yehoshua it is very important that these cities of refuge should be designated without delay. This shows us how seriously Hashem and the Torah views bloodshed, manslaughter, even when unintentional, cannot be taken lightly. We have a tremendous Torah view of sanctity towards human life and must be addressed as soon as the land was settled. So we see here, as we go forward, the designation of the Arei Miklat, which are of paramount importance for the life of the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Beis. Vaber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the children of Israel, saying, Tunu lacham es arei hamikla, designate for yourselves the cities of refuge, asher dibarti aleichem biad Moshe, that I spoke to you or with you through Moshe. Pasuk Gimel, what is the purpose of these arei mikla? Lanusha merotzeach, for a murderer to flee there, not just any murderer, maka nefesh bishgaga, someone who kills unknowingly, unwittingly, without premeditation, bevli da'as, he did not have intent. So it wasn't someone who lay in ambush to kill. It was someone who killed inadvertently. It will be a refuge for you. May go al hadam, from the avenger of blood. Who is the avenger of blood? A relative of the deceased may come and he may want to kill, take revenge upon the murderer. But if the murderer was with bishgaga, without intent, he may run to these cities of refuge. Pasuk dalad. V'nas al achas meha'arim ha'ela. He should run to one of these cities. V'amad pesach shar ha'ir. He stands at the entrance to the city. He speaks in the ears of the elder of the city. He tells them his case, and they gather him into the city. They give him a place where he shall reside. Pasuk Hey. And if the Goel Hadam, the avenger of blood, runs after the killer Bishogeg, then they cannot hand over the murderer to him. Ki bivli da'as hi ka esra ehu. He killed his friend without intent. Velo sonehu lo mitmal shosham. It's not a case of where one person hates the other and he comes to kill him. It was an accident. Pasuk Vav. He dwells in the city of Miklat until his case comes before the court. And if he is found guilty, he must remain in the city of Miklat. When is the inadvertent killer freed from living in the city of Miklat? So the Kohen Gadol in his days died. Az Yashuv HaRotzeach, then the Rotzeach, the murderer, is free to return. Uva El Iro, the Al Beso, he could go to his city, he could go to his house. Al Ha'ir Asher Nas Misham, to the city where he ran from. Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches tell us about the six Arei Mikla. On the western side of the Jordan River in the north, you have the city of Kadesh, you have the city of Shechem in the Har Ephraim, and you have the city of Hebron in Kiryat Arba in Har Yehuda. Pasuk Ches tells us about the three cities on Eivor LaYarden. and you have Betzer, Ramos Begilad, and Golan in the Bashan. These are the three cities on the eastern side of the Jordan River that Moshe Rabbeinu designated in his life. They do not come to fruition and practice as cities of refuge until the days of Yehoshua. Pasuk Tes. These were the designated cities set aside for the Bnei Yisrael and for the Ger Hagar Betocham and for the convert that is in their midst. La Nushama, for him to run there. Kol Maka Nefesh Bishgaga, anyone who kills a person unintentionally, unknowingly. Velo Yamus Biadgo Al Hadam, the murderer should not be put to death by the avenger of blood, meaning the family of the murdered. Ad Amdo Lifnei Ha'eda, until he stands at trial before the congregation. So if he is found that it was an inadvertent killing, we have just learned that he remains in one of these six Arei Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Interestingly, fascinatingly, we should say that the Gemara Masachas Makos quotes the Mishnah. I am in Makos, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. And the Mishnah there says, Imosehen shel Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim, Masbekos lahen Mechia Uchisus, would bring clothing and food to the murderer who dwelled in the city of Miklat. Kedei shelo yitpalalu al b'nehem shayamusu. Wow, look at the power of prayer. This is an unbelievable statement here of the Mishnah. The mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim were worried that the killer might pray for their son, the high priest, to die. Because when the high priest dies, the murderer is allowed to go free. And therefore, they would appease them and supply them with mazon, food, uchesus, and clothing, so they should not pray for their son's death. Unbelievable statement. So the Gemara comments, Lafichach imosem shel Kohanim, therefore the mothers of the Kohanim would provide the exiles, meaning the murderer, with food and clothing. So the Gemara says there, Tama delo matzu, the Mishnah implies the reason the Kohanim Gedolim do not die is that the killers do not pray for their death. However, ha mitzalu, should the murderer pray for the death of the Kohen Gadol, Ma'isei, the Kohanim Gedolim would die. So how can we understand that? Why should the Kohen Gadol die if the murderer prays for his death? What did the Kohen Gadol do that the murderer is entitled to pray for him to die so he could go free? So the Gemara says, Amar Hahusava, a certain elder, a certain old man said, Mipirikeya Mipir K de Rava Shmieli. From Rava's lectures, I learned the following lesson. Shahai, I learned the following lesson. What was the failing of the Kohen Gadol that the person who is residing in the Ir Miklat, who killed unintentionally, has a right to pray for the demise of the Kohen Gadol so he could go free? Ad kedei kach, that the mothers bring them food and clothing so they should not pray for their son's death. So the Gemara asks that question, and it answers by saying, a certain elder said, from Rava's lectures, I learned, Shahaya lahen levakish rachamim al daran, the Kohanim Gedolim should have prayed to God for mercy upon their generation, that such killing should not happen. Velo bikshu, but they did not beseech God. Therefore, because they failed to pray on behalf of their generation, it gives an opening, so to speak, for the murderer to pray for their death. If you look in Sefer Bamidbar, Parak Lamed Hei, Pasuchav Hei, and here we have a discussion about the establishment of the cities of refuge. So the Pasuk tells us, Bamidbar Lamed Hei, Pasuchav Hei, V'hitzilu ha'eda es harotzeach miyad go el hadam, the assembly shall protect the murderer from the hands of the avenger of blood. V'heishivu oso ha'eda al ir miklato, they return him to the city of refuge, asher nashama, that he ran there, so that the avenger of blood should not kill him. V'yashav bo, and he dwells there, admos ha'kohen gadol, until the death of the Kohen Gadol, asher mashach oso b'shem min ha'kodesh, that was anointed with the holy oil, as we just learned in Sefer Yehoshua, Parachav, that's exactly correct. He has to stay in the city of refuge till the Kohen Gadol dies. We learn from the Gemara and Makos, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, that it's the fault of the Kohen Gadol for not praying for his generation that such a calamity should happen. Targum Yonasan 2, Bamidbar, Parak Lamed Hei, Pasachav Hei, explains the failing of the Kohen Gadol. And Targum Yonasan, which is an Aramaic interpretation, exposition, midrashic based on the Torah, I can go to the grave of Yonosan ben Uziel, who was buried in Amuka. I was just zocha to be there this past summer with my family. Very, very meaningful. So Targum Yonosan explains what was the problem. Targum Yonosan says it's Aramaic. I'm going to read it and translate it for you. Umitol delot sali b'yama de kipure b'kodesh kudeshaya, because the Kohen Gadol did not pray on Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies, al talas aveiran kashayin, for the three harshest sins, what we refer to as yarog val yavars. Delo yiskalun ama beis Yisrael b'pulchana nuch ra'a. So he didn't pray that the people should refrain from idol worship. And he did not pray that the people should be protected from revealing their nakedness, the sin of Gilui Arayus. And he did not pray, uveshiduyus Adam Zachaya. Wow. And he did not pray that the shedding of innocent blood should not occur. Vahava biyede levat luson bitzilose. It was in his power to be mevatel these harsh gezeros through prayer. So the Kohen Gadol Targum Yigum Yonosan explains should have davened on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadashim that the three yaharog val yavers, the three cardinal sins, the three worst sins that a Jew should do, should not occur in his time. He forgot to pray, or he neglected to pray that B'nai Yisrael should not stray after idol worship. He neglected to pray that the B'nai Yisrael should not sin with Gilui Arayus. And he neglected to pray over Shvichus Damim, that innocent blood should not be shed. V'la tzali mitolkein. He did not daven for these things. Iskanas li misasas b'shatahu. And therefore, he has been condemned to die in that year. So actually, after the killing b'shogeg, it means the Kohen Gadol did not pray sufficiently, which means he is slain to die. The Rotseach Bishkaga may pray for his death, and the mothers come to appease them, so they should not pray for their Kohen Gadol son to die. From here we learn the tremendous value of prayer. Nobody should ever underestimate the power of prayer. We have the power to annul decrees, annul the worst decrees. Had the Kohen Gadol daven, the worst decrees would have been annulled. Then we have the power to bring tremendous bracha and chalila klala, God forbid, upon others. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Thank you for joining our learning. Lilui nishmata malka Esther batzvi Yosef. Alaha hashalom.